Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we cover chapters 53 and 54 of the book of Isaiah. Chapter 53 is one of the most prophetic and quoted chapters of all of the Old Testament. Denise Washington Blomberg will read chapter 53. Faith Comes by Hearing will bring us chapter 54. So let's listen to chapter 53 of the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people, and they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring, he shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors.
Isaiah 54.
Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be disgraced. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and the reproach of your widowhood you will remember no more. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife deserted and grieved in spirit, like a wife of youth when she is cast off, says your God.
For a brief moment I deserted you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing anger for a moment, I hid my face from you. But with everlasting love, I will have compassion on you.
Says the Lord your Redeemer, this is like the days of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of agate, your gates of carbuncles, and all your wall of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. If anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. Behold, I have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon for its purpose. I have also created the ravager to destroy. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord.
In my personal Bible reading journal of 2001, I wrote a one-liner concerning chapter 53. Jesus, 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 what prophetic words! 10 years later, in 2011, I wrote, Jesus, virtually every verse describes Jesus Christ. Yet Isaiah wrote hundreds of years before Jesus is born. Who else could it be? And then I quoted some of the descriptions. Despised and rejected by men, with his stripes we are healed. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He opened not his mouth. Made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death. And then I wrote, although he has done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet he bore the sin of many. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 53, a chapter about the suffering Messiah. So let's go back and look at these verses as we think about Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We'll begin with verse 2. For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. Isn't that true? There's no descriptions of Jesus, that he was 6 foot tall and weighed 180 pounds, or that he had blonde hair and blue eyes, or that he had a beard or long hair. There are no descriptions of Jesus. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. Verse 3 says, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. We know that on the day that he was sent to the cross, he was rejected by men. We know the night before in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed so much he sweated blood, so he was sorrowful. And he was acquainted with grief. Verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Yes, Jesus carried our sorrows to the cross. Verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. And anyone that has been a Christian very long has heard those verses describing Jesus. Verse 6 tells us why he went to the cross. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah reminds us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Jesus went to the cross for the sins of all mankind. All of us individually. We go on to verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. And we remember the trials of Jesus when many were accusing him and he had nothing to say. He chose not to say anything. He opened not his mouth. And verse 9 says, and they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. We know that he was crucified between two criminals, and then he was buried in the tomb of a rich man, Joseph of Arimathea. And verse 10 is a striking verse. It says, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. And you remember Jesus from the cross saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Yes, God allowed Jesus, his only begotten Son, to die on that cross because of verse 12. Yet he bore the sins of many, and makes intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah wrote these words hundreds of years before Jesus ever sojourned on the earth. Isaiah the prophet wrote words that rang true. He described Jesus, the suffering Messiah. Lord, as we read your word, help us have great confidence in the things we read in your scriptures. The only way that prophets like Isaiah can write truths like this is if you lay it in their hearts. You are the one that knows the end from the beginning. You designed the plan of salvation from the Garden of Eden. We thank you that you sent Jesus, the suffering Messiah, for the forgiveness of our sins. Yes, for the forgiveness of the sins of the world, but yes, for the forgiveness of my sins. Thank you for sending Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Because he died for me and rose again, we pray in your name. Amen.